Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the Sports Grid and the Marlins podcast, Swings and Mishes. Craig Mish does a great job, MLB Network contributor as well. Craig, I got to tell you, though, I'm very unhappy with the Marlins for sending Josh – they sent Josh D. Smith down, right? I liked having two Josh Smiths in the same bullpen, and I'm unhappy that they broke them up. Very unhappy about that.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Secondly, I'll let them know. We'll see if we can get them together again and have a reunion at some point, maybe when the Marlins return home for the first time in a month next week. But I get it. I understand it. It's very sad. Can't have more than one guy with one Josh Smith on one team, and it appears one Josh Smith took the fall.
Wasn't there also – and they also, I think, broke up the Morin, right? M-O-R-I-N, M-O-R-I-N? Is that right, too?
They had Colin Moran many years ago. But
But
his brother did strike out Colin Moran in a game last year for the Marlins. That is true. Nice.
Craig, obviously, all jokes aside, I mean, the Marlins situation has been, you know, quite unfortunate. As someone who's covered the team for a while, and, you know, I'm kind of rooting for them here. I like that they played pretty well since they've come back here. What's this been like for the guys who have gotten COVID, the guys who haven't and are playing on this team? I mean, it's the most transactions I've ever seen in a day, you know, outside of, you know, the end of spring training. It was so bizarre.
Yeah, there's a lot of levels to this and a lot of layers to this. And at this point, you have a lot of players on the current roster of the Marlins that probably have a chance of being released in a week.
Yeah.
And so I think they knew going into this, especially the bullpen arms, that if we don't come out and pitch well, regardless of what the situation is, we're going to be gone. And I think a lot of other teams are going to be looking at these players and wondering if they should grab them. Like, the Phillies bullpen's been a wreck. Maybe they should grab some of these guys the Marlins are going to cut. Maybe the Cardinals will need some players since they had issues too. And so that's one layer of it. The other layer is you have almost 20 players sitting in a hotel in Miami that are all getting better after having COVID-19. And Adam, I can't speak to every player here because I'm not in touch with every single player, but a lot of them did have some symptoms.
Right.
Some worse than others. None were hospitalized. All of them are on the road to recovery at this point. But it would appear that this group that the Marlins have going out there right now is here to stay for at least another week. I don't anticipate any of the current Marlins who tested positive coming back for at least another week. I think Major League Baseball is going to play this very carefully at this point.
Yeah, there were some people that speculated that if this happened to the Yankees or a big time team, not like the Marlins. No offense to the Marlins, but they've been in the dumps for a couple years here. If it happened to a big time profile team, that they would have shut the league down. What do you say to that?
I think it would have been handled differently. I don't know about shutting the league down. Maybe the league would have all paused for a minute. I can't say because I don't know. But the one thing that I know to be true is that regardless of what you hear as far as Major League Baseball being prepared for this, even in their own handbook, it said that three players was an outbreak. It didn't say 20. And I don't think that they possibly could have prepared for one team completely being derailed. I think that if you asked Major League Baseball quietly and said, hey, one team loses 20 guys over the course of the 60-day season, is it possible? Sure, yeah, over a period of time. But not in the first 72 hours of the season. That would seem to be insurmountable. But the Marlins issue definitely raised awareness and I think set the blueprint for the rest of the baseball season and maybe even the football season as well with enhanced protocols. So that could be the only good thing to come out of it, but you know, certainly the Marlins will tell you right now that they want to compete, they want to fight, and they're going to find out in the next 24 hours how they're supposed to get to 55 games, because right now they're relevant and they're in it, so yeah. They should.
Yeah.
So, Craig, you said 55 there. Is that the goal? There, I mean, 60 would be impossible, wouldn't it? Or would it not be? I don't know, 7-inning doubleheaders, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think 60 is possible. I think the guideline to qualify for the postseason this year will be 55 games.
Okay, fair enough. You know, I know during the time that they were paused, Eson Diaz, who's one of the guys that did not test positive, young second baseman, he decided to opt out during that time, which, you know, personally, I have no problem with anybody, and nobody should have any problem with anybody opting out. Do you know a little bit more about why, in the middle of that, he decided to do it?
Yeah, unfortunately, no. He's one of the few that I really don't have a clue on. He just sort of, just decided to leave. I don't want to really speculate. We had heard some stuff that he just basically, had family concerns, but it would be really, it wouldn't be doing a good job as your guest or reporter to just throw things out there. And they've already had so many things thrown out there already at them. I don't want to be the next one to make up something. So,
hey, what do you think about the runner on second base in extra innings? Do you like that rule?
I'm okay with it. I got to tell you, like, I have a young son. He got through all 7 innings yesterday, and I started wondering to myself, man, if they start these games at 6:45 and play 7 innings, I think my kids will be able to watch all these games. I am a traditionalist. Right. I've followed baseball all my life, 40 years, and I think that it's very hard for young kids to be engaged for 4 hours doing anything except for maybe playing video games. So... yeah. It's an experiment. I don't think the runner on second base will happen again next year. That I don't see. But I absolutely could see some tinkering with the innings, and I would not rule that out for the future. Maybe not for individual games, guys, but maybe if doubleheaders are had to be played, I think there's a chance we may see 7 innings. I do.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I agree with you. Listen, there's a lot that we're getting used to in all sports that are different. Baseball's obviously made some significant changes. You know, I always considered myself a traditionalist as well. Craig is a longtime baseball fan, but I've actually enjoyed the extra inning rule. I love the universal DH. I think some of these changes are creating more excitement, and that's a good thing for the game. Baseball needs it.
Yeah, it's very hard for me because a lot of my friends are, they're like, oh, this is crazy. How can they be changing all of these things? But we're a changing world at this point, and even pandemic aside from all of this, I mean, let's consider that the most popular app on whether it's iTunes, Android, or everywhere else is an app where people are creating 30-second videos, and it's TikTok, and I don't have it personally, but it's the app to have, and all it is 30 seconds of your time. Now you're asking those same kids, sit down and watch a baseball game for 4 hours, and by the way, become a fan and be a fan of the game for the next 20 years. It's not realistic. Us older guys and older girls, I think that we still have the stomach to sit through it, but I don't think kids do. And I think that's where the next engagement is part of Major League Baseball. People are worried about the game. They should not be. Teams are being sold for billions of dollars. The business of baseball will always go on. I think it is a fair question to ask, where will baseball be in 10 years from now or 20 years from now? I think that's fair. But for the time being, as long as the Royals are being sold for $1 billion and the Marlins are being sold for $1 billion, baseball's just fine.
Yeah. We're talking baseball with Craig Mish. Craig, how important was it and the role they played? Because the Marlins, may have a lot of names that the average fan may not know, but there are actually a lot of veterans, between Dickerson and Villar and Matt Joyce and Cervelli and some of these other guys, plus Mattingly. Like, how important was it for the leaders, to the veteran players, to lead through what they went through the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, they have a player by the name of Miguel Rojas, who's sort of their de facto leader. They created a leadership group at the beginning of the season that was made up of veterans, and Rojas was the point man on a lot of this stuff, including the decision to play the game on Sunday, last Sunday against the Phillies. It wasn't his decision, but he was the one that was specifically asked whether or not the club wanted to play, and so he served sort of as their representative. I do think leadership is important, Adam, But I can't just diminish the fact that these guys left the hotel, went to friends' house, weren't wearing their masks.
Yeah.
And I can't sit here and say, even as a reporter of covering the team and a host on the radio and television, that, wow, congratulations, leaders of the Marlins, you did a great job. That would be doing a disservice to me and being honest. They did not do a great job. I don't think that they showed the necessary leadership to get through it. And are they making up for it now? Yeah. Or are they saying all the right things now? Yeah, sure. But the awareness of not knowing in the middle of a pandemic to even leave the hotel at all to do anything, I know it's not as serious as going to a club or anywhere else, and that was all ridiculous. But I'm sorry. These baseball players need to know for 2 months, just stay in the hotel and do nothing. Don't sacrifice anything. Millions and millions of dollars for not just you, but every other Major League Baseball player is at stake. And then after 2 months are over, go do whatever you want. Catch the virus if you want. But please, just keep the game going for a couple of months. That was my concern.
It's a great point, Greg. You know, and I was thinking more like now, but you're right. I mean, they especially when you look at the fact that outside of them and the Cardinals, there really hasn't been any positive tests since the season started. So the teams that are making good choices, for the most part, have been able to stay COVID-free since the season began.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. Them leaving the hotel did not make a difference whether or not the virus was hit. And the same thing with the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't think it made any difference whatsoever. Now, I can't say that with factual evidence, but I believe, and both organizations believe, that a player had it prior to all of these issues happening. But guess what? It's collateral damage. You start getting investigated. You have these big dudes from Major League Baseball sitting in your room and yelling at you, saying, we have video of everybody here, so tell us, you know, you guys have maybe seen the A-Rod movie Screwball. Like, they're not kidding around. They want it. This is, you know, billions of dollars in an industry, and they want to make sure they know what happened. And the sad part about it is that, yeah, a lot of the stuff they did was not egregious. But in the end, you're going to get investigated and everything is going to come out. So, you know, I hate to say they don't have leaders on the team because that's not accurate. But I do think it would not do anybody a service to say this team is full of unbelievable leaders and all of that when they didn't follow the correct protocols, and they very easily could have.
Do you like 16 teams in the playoffs?
For this year, fine. Throw it all out there. 7 innings. Cutouts in the stands, whatever. As long as this keeps going, I'm good with whatever. Next year, they should probably put it back to somewhat normal again, but
yeah.
I can go with whatever they want to do this year. I'm fine with it.
Back to 10 or maybe 12 next year, but you can't have more than that. Then you water down the whole regular season. That would be terrible, Greg.
Well, I mean, the other leagues do it too. They added the NFL, and the NBA puts everybody in. The NHL puts everybody in. It's all about money. If they feel like they can make extra money, they're going to do it. Do I like it? No, for the future. Yeah. But for this year, honestly, as long as this season finishes and we get a champion out of this, I'll take whatever we can get.
What are you expecting from the trade deadline here, Craig, when it comes up?
Not much. I don't think that teams at this stage can take on any money. So will players get traded? I think so. But, you know, the one player that name will come up a lot because it's very clear he won't be with the team long term is Nolan Arenado. But I don't think any team can stomach taking on that contract. I think that, what will happen is, and Miami's probably a good example of that, but there could be some other teams, too, that feel like this is their shot, like the Twins. I could see them making a deal or two and saying, hey, we got to go for this thing. But I don't see anyone taking on massive salary for the future, because next year's financial situation for these teams, although they are doing fine, they are going to want to correct what has happened this year with them losing money this year. There's no question this year they will lose money.
Do you think Lindor definitely gets traded at the end of this season, or is there a chance the Indians not going to sign him, but I don't know, take him into his final year? What do you think?
Well, I mean, look, the Dodgers feel, the Red Sox feel that they got a really good prospect from the Dodgers and Alex Verdugo.
Yeah.
So it's I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that could happen. I think the Indians would probably be best served not to ride this right out until the end. But the last two players that were traded, the teams feel, Adam, that they were happy with the result. The Red Sox are happy they got Verdugo. And I think the Orioles are happy that they got Yusnel Diaz from the Dodgers for Manny Machado. So I would put Lindor in Machado's category for sure, if not better, at least the same. I think a top 10 prospect next year will go from somewhere to Cleveland. And I do think that the Indians certainly have to take a long, hard look at what their future is too, with just with what's going on. I don't know how they can sustain this just by not extending anyone at this point.
Will Shane Bieber win the Cy Young this year?
He's a favorite. He's three games in. He's 3-0. He's pitching amazing, and there's only 8 more starts for him left. If I was a betting man, and I am, and I already had that ticket in my back pocket, I would be very happy right now. No question.
Craig, we appreciate the time, man. Keep up the good work. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. Have a great one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.